You are listening to the Willpower Podcast. Welcome to the show. I am Will Holdren, and I talk with some of the most influential CEOs, entrepreneurial leaders, and thought leaders to try and reveal the secrets that has led to their success. I believe that with the right knowledge and mindset, you can do anything you set your mind to. So if you want to learn how to change your life for the better, if you want to learn how millionaires actually became wealthy, or if you want to develop and start your own business from the ground up with the right knowledge to help you, then you are in the right place because this is the Willpower Podcast. No way that we go is a one-way street. Nothing that we love is a one-day key. And if we gon' do it, we gon' do this now. And if we say we gonna, we gon' hold this down. How's it going, everyone? My name is Will Holdren. I am the host of the Willpower Podcast. Today, we have another young entrepreneur out there that's absolutely crushing it, and his name is Andrew Gonzalez. And guys, Andrew is actually a digital content creator that actually worked with the brand Everbull. If you guys remember Everbull, it's actually run by Jeff Fenster, who we also had our podcast about probably a year and a half ago. But Andrew's doing a lot of great things with him, really stepping into that business on his own. And guys, he is just crushing on social media as well. So make sure you give him a follow on Instagram. Like I said, has a lot of fantastic posts kind of showcasing what it is that he does. So that being said, Andrew, thank you so much for joining me today.
Will, thank you for having me on, man. I appreciate it.
Of course, man, my pleasure. I love talking to entrepreneurs, especially younger entrepreneurs that are out there trying to do their own thing and, you know, make it happen on the highest level possible. So the first question I want to ask you, I kind of start out with all my guests, is one, what makes you want to jump on these podcasts and kind of share your story with people that are out there that want to listen to it?
Yeah, great way to start. You know, it's funny that you asked that too, because recently I've been getting a lot more just requests. I mean, I was on one last Saturday down here in San Diego as well. I have one coming up next week. And I just woke up to another, you know, direct message from another guy that wants me to come on his as well. So it's like, at the same time, you know, I've gotten four different requests, and you know, it's just kind of about saying yes to the opportunity, really. I had my own podcast for a couple of years. I had been doing my own personal branding, but as soon as I got really involved with Everbull and Jeff Fenster's brand, you know, I've been just mainly focused on growing his brand, getting his social media out there. So I had probably took a hiatus from, you know, really being a guest on podcasts for probably a year, I would say, almost a year, a little bit longer maybe, since I had been a guest until last weekend. So I think it's really just sharing that story or the journey. You know, I think we all have our own paths that can maybe seem relatable to other people that are going through it. Like you said, there's a lot of aspiring entrepreneurs that listen to your podcast. So if there's anything I can share through my journey or through my struggles and adversity and, you know, kind of sharing the other side of it with someone who might be still going through it and not seeing, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel, for me, it's just kind of being able to impact one or two people through just telling and sharing the story.
Yep, that's a great mindset. And one of the things I love that you said is it's all about just saying yes, right? Entrepreneurship, as you know it, as I know it, if you want to get out there and make things happen, all starts with saying yes to something, right? Stepping out of your comfort zone is trying something new. And obviously, you know, you're starting to crush it now. More and more people are reaching out to you, and pretty soon, man, your brand is gonna blow up. So it's pretty cool to see. And so, kind of walk me through. What was your childhood like? Did you always want to be an entrepreneur growing up, or kind of how did you step into entrepreneurship on your own?
Yeah, no, I didn't even really know what entrepreneurship was. You know, I grew up with immigrant parents. I'm first generation, born here.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So I came over here. My parents both came from Mexico when they were probably in teenage ages. You know, and just the fact that they got an opportunity to come here to try to start a better life. You know, they had me and my sister growing up. My younger sister's about 7 years younger, but really growing up, I wasn't really good at anything. The thing I was best at was like making friends. Like,
yeah,
that was like pretty much it. Like sports was never really my thing. School was never really my thing. You know, I just didn't find too crazy interest in it. But really when the spark for entrepreneurship happened is a little bit after high school, I really wasn't sure what I wanted to do. I just finished graduating. I got into this cycle of kind of like starting to just, you know, be around the wrong kinds of crowds that are just partying and doing stuff that really aren't going to serve you later on. And that was the start of it. But during that time, I had a best friend who wanted to go up to Monterey up north of me, probably like 6 or 7 hours. And we were going to go to college. And at the time, I didn't know what I would possibly want to go to college for. I barely even liked school from elementary all the way through to start with.
Right.
So the school he was looking at was like some little community school, but he loved the Bay Area. He wanted to go up there. And, you know, I was going to just pick like music production. I really loved music growing up. You know, I could play like 5 different instruments. I was in band like for 5 years when I was a kid. Like, awesome. You know, I really just loved like the creative part of it. You know, I really enjoyed. And, you know, I was going to go up there for music production. And then I was going to do EMT with him because he wanted to be a firefighter. So I was like, wow, well, maybe I'll do that too, you know? So I was just kind of picking things just to kind of try and do it. And right. Probably about 3 months prior, I ran into a guy who was kind of neighbors. He lived a few streets up from a good friend of mine. And we'd always pass by this guy's house. And every time we'd pass by, there'd be like different new exotic cars. Like one day it'd be a Lamborghini, one day it'd be a Ferrari, one day it'd be like a Rolls Royce or different cars. And there was some car I just didn't even know what they were. I just knew they were expensive, you know? And one day the guy was pulling up in a Ferrari and we're like, oh, look, it's the guy. We're all freaking out, right? And, you know, my friend convinces me. He's like, hey, let's just pull over and like, let's ask him if we can go take pictures. And I'm like, nah, dude, I don't want to bug him. Like, let's just stay back. And he's like, dude, let's just go ask. I'm like, all right, screw it. So we walk up and go ask this guy, like, hey, man, can we take a picture of your car? He's like, yeah, super cool. He's go for it. You know, yeah, knock yourself out. And then my buddy asked me, he's like, you know, how many cars do you have? We always see different cars here. He's like, a little less than 300. And we were just like, wait, what? And
right.
He's like, you heard of this dealership? And he's like, I own an exotic car dealership. And so what's that? We were like freaking out. We were like, oh, I think we know of it, blah, blah, blah. We're like, well, if you ever need help, like, let us know. And he was like, you know what, come by, pick up an application tomorrow. And, you know, we'll see if we can help you guys out or something, you know? And after that moment, I went the very next morning, picked up an application, submitted it same day, right? And then nonstop every single week for the next 3 months, I was calling. And I would call every single Friday and, you know, they'd be like, oh, you know what? We haven't got to it, but like, you know, call next week. And each time they'd be like, call next week, kept pushing it off. Yeah. And eventually all my friends, everyone was like, bro, like, stop calling that place. They're not going to hire you guys. Like, why do you keep wasting your time? Right. Like, I don't know. They told me to call next week. Like, I'm going to call next week, you know? And so eventually 2 weeks before moving up north to go to college, they call me back and they bring me and my best friend in there and they hired both of us on the spot. And wow. In that moment, especially when I was 18, I was like, college or drive a bunch of exotic cars every day. I was way leaning more towards this side, yeah. But the funny thing about that is when I started with them, it was so different. I was like, you know, I was looking at it like, oh, there's going to be a bunch of doctors and lawyers that come in and buy cars, right? And, you know, every guy that would come in, I would always ask questions. And I was pretty curious every time I got some alone time with some of them. And every time they'd be like, oh, I own this company, or I own this company. Or this one guy even came in with his wife one weekend because they were bored on a Sunday. Like, and they brought their dog in with them and they left with a $400,000 Ferrari paid in full. And I was just talking to this guy. I'm like, what do you do? And, you know, and he's like, you know, I own a warehouse that manufactures nail polish remover. And at that point, it just kind of blew my mind. I was like, okay, there's endless ways to make money in this world. And the part of it is being able to be in the middle of it, owning the business or starting the business or getting around some part of it, right? Yeah. And so that is really what sparked that first initial, like, I should go this way. Like, no, I don't want to go to college. I want to start a business, you know? And so that's what really sparked it at the beginning.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. And you're 100% right, where if you want to have that financial freedom, it all revolves around owning your own business or being your own business, right? At the end of the day, like, you can't be working 9 to 5 and expect, obviously, that kind of stuff to happen in your life. But that's a really good point you just brought up. A couple of things you touched on, I just want to, you know, go back on a little bit. So the first one is that you said growing up, obviously, your friends were partying, and you kind of got into that environment a little bit, like, growing up, right? So tell me, how did you actually turn away from the partying and all the stuff that kind of would distract you from your dreams, right? Now you mentioned in the car dealership, that's when you started talking to these people, it's like going to business. And you kind of like had that switch turn on for you. But how did you turn away from those partying and distractions, kind of focus more on your goals and on your life. Because I think a lot of people struggle with that, especially younger kids going through college or high school, whatever that is. A lot of them are in that party scene, and then you just waste so much time when you could be getting so far ahead of your peers in that time. You're kind of walking through what that happened for you right there.
Yeah. So I wish I could say it sparked when I was 18 and, when I got that job and was around entrepreneurs, but it probably went on even after I was open to the idea of entrepreneurship. I was still putting myself into those environments, doing the same bad habits for another 6 years. And the funny aspect of it is, you know, I always say, you know, I never went to college, but I partied like I did. You know, all my friends went to college. And so I was down in San Diego, Long Beach, USC, like I was just everywhere with all my buddies that were in college. And, you know, you start to get into those habits and the cycles of the every single weekend. And it just like, for me at the time, the reason why I was doing it is I was using it in a way of a vice, right? Where I didn't like where my life was at, right? I didn't like the fact that I thought I was going to be a millionaire. I thought I was going to do all these things like way before. Like I'm 20, I'm 21, I'm 22, and I'm still not where I want to be. Like, you know, I want to be uber successful. And, you know, social media is blowing up at this point. Everybody in the e-com world is, you know, right, making millions upon millions without doing anything, you know, like laptop in Bali. Like,
yeah, so, that time period. Yep.
Exactly. So just seeing all that, you know, I used to beat up on myself a lot about it. And the way I would basically express that or let that out would just be to go out on weekends. And, you know, it was like, I basically was living for my weekends. And then I started to have that kind of switch where like, man, if I'm loving my weekends, those 2 days, right, in between the five, if I love those 2 days more than I love the week, like, you know, why, what am I putting myself through the week, or what am I doing wrong through the week? And so I had about 12 dead-end jobs that I went through, UPS, warehouses, print shops, like you name it, whatever I could do to make a little bit of cash, I did. Wow. You know, and I was just going through. My last one was like in construction. And it wasn't until that time, that's kind of where the media sparked. I made a, you know, video with me and my buddies on a GoPro snowboarding. And the actual owner is the one who hired me for my first paid gig to go and do videos for his house.
Oh, nice. And
so that's really how that sparked. But that's where then I ended up jumping into media for about a year. Being able to gather some clients, being able to, you know, start making a little bit of a name for myself, start having a portfolio of clients. And I got picked up by a guy named David Meltzer. And David Meltzer is, funny enough, grew up best friends with Jeff since they were five. Their moms were best friends. So they family friends since they were very young. Wow. And, you know, Meltzer is, you know, very well known, former CEO of Samsung, a top business coach in the world. You know, and once I got around him, he's the one that really like sparked that, where it was just like, I went in for a meeting, right? I sat with his COO and his head of media to go and have an interview with them. And, at that point I saw David come in and out of like three meetings, a podcast interview, like the guy is just moving all while I'm in this one meeting. Right. And, you know, once I started working with him, I took it in as like, this is not a job, this is a mentorship, right? Yeah. And the more I got around him, the more I was like, do I even have what it takes to be successful? Because this guy was, he's 52, but he was running circles around me. I mean, like up every single day at 4 a.m., meditate, workout, read like yeah, a machine, you know, every day. And his calendar was insane. But this guy was just constantly, constantly moving, like most active person I know. You know, and so once I saw that, I started to really see my group of friends and the successful, and not only the successful, but the people who are successful and happy, right? Because there was like around the dealership, I could see people that were unhappy. Like there's almost like a wrong rich, you know, right and wrong rich, where it's just kind of like based on their values, obviously. So it, from my perspective, I was like, okay, I want happiness and the wealth, right? And so I saw Dave, who was the first role model to have all of that. And so he sparked the inspiration that once this was going into like 2019, 2020, the start of COVID, right? And when COVID started happening, we were starting to work remotely, right? And, you know, all of a sudden I had a lot more time because I wasn't commuting. And I just kind of like, it just felt like the world was coming down. You know, it just, there was all these riots going on in LA. There's these fires going on at the same time, COVID. And it was just like, what is going on? Right. And I had this moment where, you know, I was thinking about it going into it. I was like, I don't know how long this is going to take. I don't know how bad it's going to get, but I made the commitment that I'm going to come out better. Like going into this, I'm going to come out better than I have ever been before. Right. So that year in 2020, I just committed to complete investment in myself. Right. So I started investing myself. I started reading books like crazy. Before that, I was always the Spark Notes guy. I never read a book cover to cover fully, like actually read it until David Meltzer's book. Like he was the first book I read. And then that year I read like 15 books. And then before that, I hated running. That year in 2020, I ran over 200 miles. And then meditation, I picked up from David. I ended up meditating over 100 hours that year, even documenting myself. I hated being on camera. Like this was the weirdest thing, sitting there for the first time and speaking to a camera. Like, but I made myself do it every day for 5 minutes. I would do daily documents. And I just started doing all these things. I would start investing in myself. And after that year is where I started to really get into it. I read like Atomic Habits was one of the big books that really changed where I was like, okay, I started looking at my daily habits, my weekly habits, right, as something in a long-term view. Like, where are these going to get me? You know, what does it bring me? Partying, does it bring me closer to my goals, right? Drinking and everything else, does it bring me closer to my goals? Just putting myself in bad environments, wrong friends, like, is their thinking going to get me closer to what I want, right? So unless it added to profits, purpose, or even my peace, like it was kind of like I had to cut out. I had to cut out a lot of the noise, cut out a lot of the junk, because I had a ton of friends everywhere that wanted me at places more than I wanted to be there. I was mostly going because people wanted me there. And they, you know, so you love it because they love you. They want to be there. You're fun, blah, blah, blah. So you feel great when you're there. But, you know, I was going because they wanted me to be there more than even I wanted to do it. Yeah. And so when I started cutting back, and I think that was the harder part, Dave told me, he's like, I had to ask him questions. I'm like, Dave, I'm starting to, you know, I get around my friend groups and they're just not thinking the way I'm thinking, and they're not doing the things that I want to do. And he's like, here, listen, there's going to be a tough lesson. He's like, number one is you got to feed that what feeds you, right? Whatever that which feeds you, keep feeding it, but that which bleeds you, let it fall away. Right? If it's bleeding you of your energy, of your peace, right, of anything, like, you got to let it fall away. And he's like, sometimes you have to be able to fire friends. You can love them from afar, but just because you have history doesn't mean you should have a future. Right. Wow. So that's what I started to look at as far as all my friendships and the environments and the people I was just surrounding myself with, was, is this going to serve my future self? Right. And if it's not, and I would highly suggest for people that are going through this to not do it in a harsh way, because mine was like, I completely fell off the map. I went MIA and I just, you know, I cut off a bunch of people with nothing, no explanation, no nothing. Right. And some took it personally, very personally, and still haven't talked to me since to this day. And some saw it from afar and said, hey, you know, I understand what you were trying to do and I see it now. Right. And if I could have gone back, I would probably do it a little bit nicer, you know, be able to express that, hey, it's not you. That's, you know, it's not the person. It's just, I don't trust myself in those environments to do the decisions, to make the right decisions, or to resist from temptations. Right. And so, during that time though, I had to let go of a lot of the friendships and environments that I was putting myself in and start to think much more future facing, not just a couple of years, but like, hey, in 20, 30 years, you know, how many of these people are actually going to still be around, let alone how many of them have the same values I have and have that same path? Because if not, you know, there's great friends that still, like, I'm great friends with them, great supporters, but we're just on two different paths, right? Yeah. Our values are our path, very separate, right? So we may not talk as much anymore. We may not hang out, but, you know, we're both doing our thing and we can support from afar. So I think that's one of the bigger things. Like I said, I would still do it in a way that shows that, hey, I'm trying to do this for me, you know, but that is a part that, you know, I think you have to go through in order to open that up.
Yeah. And I think that is so powerful. And that's such an important topic to touch on, especially for this podcast, because so many people feel stuck around the people they're around, but you have the ability to like move, right? And put yourself in a position to be around winners. Like you literally followed David Meltzer. He was actually on our podcast also like a year and a half ago, but he's an amazing guy. And so like a top CEO, and when you get a chance to learn from people like that, you see like the habits that it actually takes to become successful. And like you're talking, like getting up at 4 a.m., meditating, like working out, like that's stuff that successful people do, right? And it's going to be extremely hard to do that if you're around people that don't do that. People that sleep into like 9 o'clock, people that don't do anything on personal development, you start reading books. Again, so it just makes things easier on yourself to be in that environment that breeds success, right? And like you're talking about, like from afar, it may look hard, like getting up at 4 a.m. Like David Meltzer does that. I know Wes Watson does that. I don't know if you know him on Instagram, but he's in a beast as well. And guys, real quick, I want to mention that it's not bad to also have some energy supplements kind of helping you out with kind of this kind of stuff. And so I recently came across this product called Magic Mind. Basically replaces your coffee. It's a lot healthier than coffee. It gives you guys sustained energy. It helps you guys also reduce your stress. And it's also relaxing. It comes in like a shot form. And it's really good. I actually tried it for the past week. And I also have elevated energy from taking it in the past week or two. One of the main ingredients I want to let you guys know that's in it is an ingredient called lion's mane mushroom. This also helps to balance mood and improve cognition. So guys, a lot of fantastic ingredients in this help you guys out with your energy. It's going to be available in Sprouts Farmers Markets, available in January. And also you can go to the Magic Mind website for 50% off your first subscription. And also 20% off a one-time purchase with the code WILLPOWER20. So guys, take advantage of that. Go get your Magic Mind, help you guys with your energy. So going back to this a little bit, Andrew. So it's such a big change, right? Obviously stepping into that personal development space. And so I'm kind of curious, after you did that, I mean, was there no looking back? I mean, are you still in contact with any of these friends that you were, kind of let go in the past? Because that's such a hard cord to rip off, right? And so many people are like, man, maybe it's not worth it. But I kind of want to ask, like, do you have any regrets from doing that kind of stuff?
I don't know if I'd call them regrets. Just like learnings, I think, looking back. Because some friends that, that took it personally, kind of like, oh, I'm not good enough to be around you, kind of thing. Which was, I mean, I don't know how they would have took it either way if I would have came the different way looking back and whatnot, but I don't. I really, there's a lot of the people who weren't. And it's funny because some of them were like one of the friends that I used to, he was just a mutual friend. We weren't even that close at the time, but we used to party in the same circles. So we knew of each other and everything. And 1 year, him and I reconnected. This is while I was working with David Meltzer. And we reconnected. And he was like going through this whole change himself where he was getting into real estate, and him and I met for lunch one afternoon on the weekend, and we ended up talking for like 4 hours. Like we just sat there. We even got locked into the place, like the outdoor. It was like an outdoor patio, and they like closed up shop, and we had to jump over a little fence and funny. But ever since then, him and I, he's been one of my closest friends and accountability partners. And we went into business together and we had done so many different things. But he was one of the only friends from back then that saw the old me and then evolved as well. And is still one of my closest friends today. But
Special.
he is probably the only friend that has evolved with or that I see continuing to evolve, because some friends I kept around, and I not that I kept them around, but I kept in contact with them, and I still love them from afar. They're great friends, but they're just still not in the environment, still not going on the same path as me. And that's no judgment on them. Like whatever makes them happy and whatever they want to do, right? But it's just not where I'm trying to go, and it's not helping facilitate where I want to be. And so if it wasn't going to go towards where I wanted to go, or I saw them somehow similar paths, it was just like, what am I investing in here? Just because I knew you for a couple of years in high school, we had some classes, we partied with the same friends. Like, is that why I'm going to, always show up to your birthday party and always show up to this and that, and, give the support here? And, it was just like, I had to start getting my values and priorities right. Putting myself first. It's kind of like putting the oxygen mask on first. You probably heard that from Dave or even Jeff. You can't help yourself. If you're not healthy, you can't help other people, right? If you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of others. If you don't, you can't give what you don't have, right? Whether it's happiness, health, money, anything around that, you cannot give what you don't have. So I had to start going around the people who had, what I wanted to have, right? And Meltzer and Jeff, they both sharpened me in many ways. And I even worked with Ed Milet for a couple of years, and wow, he sharpened me in many different ways. You know, I just started to put myself around people that, not in a bad way, but made me feel like I sucked, basically.
Right.
Like,
right.
I was kind of like the dumbest guy in the room. Jeff always mentions it too, but dumbest guy in the room, kind of like, you're just putting yourself around people who make you question and believe and have to be like, damn, I need to upgrade. Like, you know, yeah, those are the type of people that will push you and expose you to new levels, right? You only think you work hard until you get around someone who outworks the crap out of you, right? Yeah. Like, you might think you work hard and then, you know, spend a week with David Goggins or Wes Watson and you might be like, crap, like I gotta level up, dude, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you yeah might think you're smart, put yourself around Tom Bilyeu for a week, you know, you might be like, damn, I just don't understand anything, you know? And yeah, so it just really depends, you know? You have to expose and put yourself around people who are either where you want to be or have what you want to have, right? And they're going to be the ones that you have to ask questions for, yeah, right? If you ask questions, get curious, learn from them, be a sponge, you're going to start to understand why they're successful. It's not by chance. It's not by pure luck. There's reasons in that they do. There's things that they do and reasons why they're successful. Nobody just stumbles on all the success just by accident, you know?
Right, right. And I think a lot of people don't really understand that. You know, people look at Instagram, they see the nice cars, they see all the flashy stuff. But guys, that's like the highlight reel. You know what I mean? All these people behind the scenes are the real entrepreneurs. They're grinding, and it's not glamorous. It's not a flashy lifestyle whatsoever. And you're going to lose a lot of friends on the way, just like you're talking about. Like, it's a narrow path, like people are going down that are entrepreneurs that are really, really focused on what they want to do. But when you find those couple that are also like you, just like you talked about, like you went through that transition page and you found other people that are like you, right? But there are people out there, but you just have to go down that path in order to find that right group of people. Like I said, it's a select group of people, but once you find those people, it's going to make your life a much better life at the end of the day.
I'll say this too. The more you start becoming like that person, the more you start attracting a whole new circle. Because now I have a whole new group of relationships and people that I support, they support, you know, just acquaintances that now I've been able to attract becoming that person. Like, for instance, you, like, Will, we get to connect here. I mean, you've had two of my past mentors on this podcast, right, as well.
Crazy. Yeah.
Now we get to connect, you know? Yeah, exactly. So, you know, just becoming that person, you start to attract those kinds of people more.
Yeah. That's awesome. So it's really cool to kind of see your transformation in your story right here. And I'm kind of curious, and you're going forward for you, like, what's your future look like? What are the main goals that you want to accomplish, you know, with your own business and with Jeff Fenster? So like, what's that stuff look for you on that side?
Yeah. So, it's always been, and like, end game, I've been able to find a framework, at least for myself, that maximizes all things around my potential. David Meltzer always says it, this is the main, you know, to get to your highest potential, right? The constant pursuit to your highest potential. And that's what really sparked me working on myself. So for me, it's really making the most. And when I say most, people can look it up, definition, right? It really is the most, right? Making the most out of all my gifts, my resources, and my opportunities, right? It's playing the hand you've been given, right? So not looking at it, because I know some people, it might look like, oh, they have a great hand. They've been dealt a great hand in life, right? Or I could look at my life and be like, man, my upbringing, my childhood, the lack of finance and lack of understanding knowledge. I could look at it all as like, I was dealt a really crappy hand, right? But it's how you play the hand, you know, because I could still look at my life and be like, there's kids in third world countries that, you know, wouldn't have had a shot. Or even my parents, the way they grew up, they went through the tough times. This was easy. I grew up here in the United States around tons of opportunity, right? So the fact that I'm even here just gives me an upper hand than even my ancestors, past family members and everything else, you know? And so for me, it's very deep and purposeful, is really reaching that full potential, kind of getting to the end of my life and getting to look at, you know, what was I capable of doing? And if Ed says this, I learned this from him, is where if I get to the end of my life and my creator, my God, or whoever you believe in shows you who you were meant to be and who you could have been and all the people you could have helped and the impact you could have made, the money you could have made, like, and you show you and you meet that guy and you two are strangers, you know, that's a tough pill to swallow. If I look at that guy and I'm like, that's exactly who I am. Like, I did all that stuff. I did make the impact. I did make the leaps and gains. I did have faith. I did do things that meant a lot to me. I did follow my values. I did have the right, purposeful, people around me, the habits, the everything, right? I made the most out of everything that I was given. That's my end game. What that looks like all in between, I couldn't tell you. That's changed for me so many different times. Right now, it might be media and marketing and taking Jeff's brand as far as I can, evolving Everbowl as I can, having the skills to be able to adapt that and do that for myself, maybe later in life, to be able to go and speak on stages. I had the opportunity through Ed's team to be able to do that a few times. And that's something that was very deep and passionate for me. I got to actually speak in front of 1,500 people following up John Gordon on a stage, which was not easy. I'm one of the best speakers in the world, and I had to go up my first time speaking in front of a crowd of people, and very nerve-wracking, but that's something that I know deep inside of me. I want to give back. I want to be able to do this. My natural abilities and gifts have always landed into this media marketing, and just the resource that I have between social media and everything else, because the resources alone, like the way I got around Jeff and David both times was a DM. Like literally a direct message. I DM, because I used to DM 30 people a day, non-negotiable, when I started my business. And I had thousands of DMs that nobody would ever respond to or open to. And, I'd get a few gigs here. I started getting some traction. But one of those direct messages was David Meltzer. And he said, "We're actually adding people to our team. Come by." Well, that's me working for David Meltzer is how I met Jeff. And then years later, Jeff posted a story about looking for someone. I replied to it. let alone from there, I had an interview with him, got hired later on, right? And so it was just these little messages. And so for me, it's just making the most out of, all the resources that I do have available to me. And then the opportunities that I get, the opportunity to come on here, onto your show, speak to your audience, the opportunity to work around people like Jeff, make relationships, the opportunity to just be able to wake up in the morning and, this morning working out and getting my stuff in, like just getting my routines in, and the opportunity to wake up today and go at it. Even if I failed the last 13 days in a row, like wake up today and try again. It's a brand new opportunity. So that's really how I see when I look at end goals, end of life, really long term. But like I said, in the middle, it might change, it might go up and down and left and right and upside down, but as long as I have my North Star, I know where I'm going.
Yeah, that is an amazing answer, and I love that, right? As long as you know that person at the end of life and you're like, you know what, I did everything I could and I'm friends with this guy, that's so powerful, right? Just following out your values every single day and what you got to do daily. And like you said, don't be overwhelmed and stressed about what happens in the middle. What's going to happen is going to happen, right? Just control what you can control. And I love that. That's such a great mindset. So before we hop off here, I want to say thank you again for hopping on. It's excellent kind of hearing your story a little bit. But before you go, is there anything else that you would like to say? And if people want to reach out to you, how can they go out and find you?
Yeah, you can just reach out to me on Instagram at Andrew Zalez, Andrew Zalez. I respond and answer to everything. So I'd be happy to, answer questions, help anything I can do. Feel free to reach out, and really just we're going into 2024 as we're recording this. Not sure when it'll go out, but going into the new year, I think it's very important for people to get very intentional to, first find out what they want, start to figure out the actions and habits that align with that. And then you got to make sure you have the why behind it. That's going to keep you going even when things get hard.
Love that. All right, guys, there you have it. Andrew Gonzalez, thank you so much for joining me today.
Appreciate you having me. Thank you so much.